Hey there, Think Right Revise listeners. I'm popping in to let you know that this episode is brought to you by my virtual summer writing groups program, because summer is starting very soon. And if you have writing goals, I would love to support you. This is a program that includes a series of weekly group coaching meetings to help you stay accountable to your writing goals, but also have a little bit of fun along the way. Each virtual groups package includes these weekly meetings, some private coaching sessions with me on topics of whatever you want to talk about, access to my 9-part course on academic writing and publishing, and always a lifetime membership to Prolific, which is my online community for academic writers, and we have so much fun over in Prolific. So if you're ready to tackle some writing goals, I hope you'll join in. Groups for summer 2019 start the week of June 10th, so you can check out the program today at katielinder.work/virtual-writing-groups. And you can also sign up to be notified for future offerings of the program if you want to think about it for the fall or winter. I always offer this program about 4 times a year. I hope you can join in. You're listening to Think, Write, Revise, episode 111. Hey there, and welcome to Think, Write, Revise, a podcast that offers a peek behind the scenes of a productive writing life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I thought I would offer a little bit of an update about how things are going with Prolific, which is my online community for academic writers. And specifically, I wanted to share about some summer events that we have coming up in case you're thinking you might need a little bit of extra community this summer. But you don't want a writing group or you don't want anything too formal, it might be a good time to check out Prolific and see if it's a good fit for you. So right now, the group is still really manageable. We have 34 people in Prolific, and they are from all over the U.S., and we have some international members as well from Canada, Brazil, Australia, Ireland, Switzerland, and Spain. And these are folks who are really trying to, I think, have fun with their academic writing, but also to take it really seriously. And so we do have weekly accountability check-ins every Monday where we kind of see what everybody's up to and what they're working on. People post questions in the community. They post their piles of what they're currently reading. They have like pictures of that. If they have retreats that they're taking, they talk about what they're doing on their retreats. It's just a really fun kind of window into other people's writing lives. So I'm having a lot of fun. But we do have 6 events planned for over the summer, and so I wanted to make sure you knew what those were in case you're interested. So on June 8th, we're going to do 1 of 3 all-day writing retreats that I've planned over the summer. And now, of course, these are virtual retreats. And the general idea is, because we have people from all over the world, you would set aside a good chunk of that day to work on writing projects. Now, it doesn't have to be 8 hours. It could be like the morning or the afternoon. It doesn't have to be all day. But the main concept of it is to spend a good chunk working on a particular writing project. And then we're going to have some different ways of checking in with the community throughout that day. So you'll be able to post like kind of what your goals are and then do updates on your goals in text-based conversation in the community. But then we're also going to do probably at least 1, if not 2, virtual Zoom meetings where you can also check in and kind of let people know what you're up to. So this is something that we've done with some writing sprints in the community where we just do a couple of hours and then we do a check-in in the beginning and a check-in at the end. But this summer, I thought it would be really fun to explore this idea of doing an all-day virtual event. So we're going to do that. And they are falling on June 8th, July 6th, and August 10th. So 1 day in each of the summer months, we're going to do these virtual writing group events. And I'm excited. I think that it's really fun to go on retreat. You know that I love this concept of blocking out a day or a couple of days. And I hope that this fits into people's schedules so that they can really devote some much needed brain space to the projects that they're currently working on and really move things forward. Okay, so also in June, later in that month, we're going to do a mid-year goal check-in. And this is really meant to be for the entire year, the entire calendar year. And you can kind of come together with our group and see how things are going in terms of the goals that you set for yourself this year. Now, we talk about things beyond writing goals. I try to take a really holistic approach to how we approach things like writing and publication. So whenever we do planning events or goal check-ins, actions we always take kind of our whole lives into account. But this, I think, also serves as a really good time to do almost like a midsummer check-in as well, and to see how things are going in late June with the goals you had set, maybe just for this summer. So we're going to use it as kind of a double counting event where we're going to check in for the year. We're also going to check in for the summer and see how things are going with people. And again, that is on June 28th. Okay, so then July 6th is that all-day virtual writing retreat that I already mentioned. And then later in July, we're going to do one of our reading groups. And this is something that every other month we read a book together in the Prolific community. And I want to be clear, you don't have to read the book, because I think that that can keep people from coming to these events. And so what we do is we say what the book is in case you do want to read it. But then I always lead a discussion that doesn't necessitate you to have read the book in order to participate. So I like to make sure that everybody can come if they want to, if they're just kind of interested in what the book's topic is, and then maybe they'll decide they want to read it, you know, after the event is done. So for this particular reading group event on July 23rd, we're reading an edited collection called What Editors Do, which I thought would be kind of a fun thing to dip into, because some people in our Prolific community do editing work, but I think a lot of people are always interested in what exactly goes on in the minds of editors. And this is a book that talks about all different kinds of editing, from copy editing to developmental editing and everything in between. So that should be really fun. And I should also mention that the mid-year goal check-in and these Prolific reading groups, these kinds of events are typically just an hour. It's more than an hour if we do like a sprint or a writing retreat, but pretty much all the events that we do that are live and Prolific are just an hour long. Okay, so then August 10th again is that all-day virtual writing retreat that I already mentioned. And then later on in August, as we wrap up the summer, we're going to do a fall project planning event. And this is something that we do pretty much every quarter in Prolific. We did one for the summer, and we just wrapped that up about a week ago. And the idea is just to kind of look ahead at the coming term and to see what you have on your plate and what you can realistically accomplish when it comes to your writing and publication. And this is something that I recommend everybody do, whether you're in Prolific or some other group or nothing at all, having these kind of planning sessions with yourself where you can get a really realistic picture of what you have on your plate, what other obligations you have that might be standing in the way of your writing productivity. It allows you to set reasonable goals so that you don't always feel like you're behind. You can feel like you're actually on top of the things that you want to do, that you have really clear priorities of what you should have on your plate and on your calendar in any given term. So we like to do that together. And so that's happening on August 27th. Now, all of these events are also recorded. So we have replays available from now. I think we've probably done at this point a dozen events in Prolific, ranging from, you know, the book reading groups to a ton of different topics like juggling projects. And I can't even remember all the things that we've covered so far. But all of those replays are available to people who come into the community later. So you can always go in and watch other presentations that have already happened and conversations that have already happened among Prolific members, if those are on topics that are of interest to you. So if you're interested, definitely check out the Prolific platform and see if it's something that could be of interest to you for the summer. I do currently offer monthly and annual memberships to Prolific. And then Prolific is also something that you get a lifetime free membership to if you do one of my virtual writing groups. So this is something that I consider to be kind of a value add to being in those groups, because I want you to be able to have a supportive community after the group is done. And Prolific is really a good space for that. So you can find out more about Prolific at prolific.mn.co, and let me know if you have any questions about it. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work. You can tweet to me at katie_linder. You can connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder, or you can write me a letter, Katie Linder, P.O. Box 1621 in Albany, Oregon, 97321. I always love to hear from you, and I'd also love to see you in Prolific. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Think, Write, Revise is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.